Welcome to the Writer's Reverie Podcast. I'm Catherine Ross, sharing with you the enriching power of story. This is episode number 23. Wherever you may be listening in today at the Writer's Reverie, think a cozy corner with a cup of tea and join me for some fair words, insights, all good things, and beauty. This month, welcome to the new year. We're kicking off our new year with some resolutions. Reading resolutions for 2018. A new year begets the genesis of fresh starts. Sometimes referred to as the New Year resolution, we wake on January 1st and curl up in our quiet time corner with an empty journal, ready to commit to paper our goals for the year. These goals may involve amendments to bad habits, pledges to better life choices, and hopes for God's blessings and open doors to greater prosperity and improved health. I've amassed a couple of decades' worth of any number of journal pages dedicated to my January 1st commitments for the new year. Many items on my goals list regard personal prayer requests for family life. A slew of items touch upon my writing life. In this article, I will comment on the yearly aspirations I record for my reading life, sometimes achieved, and sometimes, not so much. Reading plans, a resolution for choice and priority. Do you consider New Year resolutions for your reading life? There are a variety of choices to consider when mapping out reading goals for the year. Vintage book reading, to rediscover long-lost treasures. Pleasure reading, in a genre you love. Educational reading, to learn something new. Devotional reading, to draw closer to the Lord. Biographical reading, to acquaint you with fascinating lives lived. Historical reading, to expand your grasp of God's epic His story in the earth. Classics reading, to better appreciate our Western literary heritage. All of these reading goals are laudable and worthy of your time year-round. However, a fresh plan for Bible reading should be prioritized at the top of reading lists each year. A default Bible reading plan is to start at Genesis in January and end in December with Revelations. Some Bible editions are purposely designed and dated for daily reading that can be recycled year after year. For more options, a plethora of Bible reading plans are available in every study Bible, on countless blogs, and from every Christian ministry. I own a number of Bibles in varied translations and more than a couple of reading plans. However, among my vintage books, I discovered a beautifully illustrated 1904 volume of Hurlburt's Story of the Bible for Young and Old, by Reverend Jesse Lyman Herbert, Doctor of Divinity, a Methodist Episcopal pastor serving congregations throughout the late 19th and early 20th centuries in northern New Jersey. He recognized the need to make God's Word accessible to all ages, all at the same time, through the power of storytelling. Herbert's Story of the Bible is a collection of 168 Bible stories designed for reading aloud, from Genesis to Revelation, the narratives of God's Word. It became a popular devotional and discipleship tool in Christian homes over 100 years ago. As a biblical scholar, Hurlburt drafted each account with a strong respect for biblical accuracy combined with compelling storytelling techniques. Each tale is a standalone read, perfect for personal devotions in private or family read-aloud at bedtime. Reading aloud, a resolution for a family literacy lifestyle. As an empty nester for some time now, I look back with regret on many years when I did not follow through on reading resolutions with consistency, especially in reading aloud with my children. I wish I hadn't always allowed our active lives to usurp a daily sit-down with a book. Like I said at the outset, Some years I kept my reading resolutions better than others. I'm a strong believer in rediscovering the value of reading aloud as a family to build strong relationships between parent and child, while imparting the importance of a literate lifestyle, where books, reading, and a love of learning and literature are prioritized. This once was a strong priority in American home life. To this purpose, Hurlbut's story of the Bible became a valuable tool in the homes of American families who loved God and valued the gift of literacy. What better way, as a parent, to establish oneself as the primary educator in your child's life than to purpose sacred moments of reading aloud with your children? There are so many things in our far too busy 21st century lifestyles crowding us with choices, beckoning us for our time and energy. We may make great resolutions to establishing a more quality reading life in January, only to reach December and look back upon a 12-month of distractions from keeping those vows. Every new resolution demands an act of our will. Even the easily brushed aside commitment to quality reading for personal growth, pleasure, or shared with those we love. Wellerin Poltarnies, in Sharing the Pleasures of Reading, says, "The very willingness to read aloud, the choice of what is to be read, how the words are spoken, and kinds of feeling with which the reader creates, all of these are self-revelations. The listener also makes a gift of vulnerability. They open themselves to the experience. Reading aloud is an affirmation of the power of the book. We all have available a myriad of recreational choices, and our selection among them is meaningful." Reading purpose, a resolution in fulfilling a legacy. Reverend Hurlbut alludes to making the quality choice to reading and reading the best of all literary works as the purpose for his Stories of the Bible. In his dedication, he says, "To the young people of America, this book is dedicated in the hope that it may interest them in the reading of the best of all books." In the introduction to his book, Hurlbut points out that the singular priority in reading ought to be given to the Bible. His belief that a relationship with God is best afforded through intimacy with God's Word underlies the logical conclusion that enhanced relationships between parents and children are bound up in reading biblical texts together. Storytelling is the thread that weaves the fabric of life and living to the human heart and soul. Stories from the Bible bind humanity to eternity. He says, "A book which stands in such honor as the Bible, no one can afford to neglect. It is everywhere quoted, referred to, written about, preached from, and everyone who would be considered as intelligent must have some acquaintance with it. Those who, in early life, learn the story of the Bible are fortunate, for they will never forget it. Wise parents tell the stories of the Bible to their children, and both parents and children find them the most fascinating of all stories. In the hope that this book may become an aid to parents and teachers in imparting Bible truths to young people, and with an earnest desire to increase the interest in the sacred narrative among readers of more mature years, these pages have been prepared and are set forth into the world." I'm thankful for Reverend Hurlbut's commitment to making the storytelling elements of the biblical narrative accessible in his day. The colorful, cloth-covered, 757-page volume I own is printed on high-quality paper and sewn into its binding, and bears the telltale signs of being much read by its original owner. In 2018, it will sit on my reading table, over 100 years later, and enrich my personal reading resolutions for a season. It is a vintage book treasure that continues to fulfill the author's original intent to be a priority and a penned legacy from a generation past. Did you know that you could still purchase Hurlbut's Story of the Bible for Young and Old? On Amazon, of course, in a paperback edition, updated, but still part of the legacy of Jesse Lyman Hurlbut. Thanks for joining me today at the Writer's Reverie podcast. I'm Catherine Ross. I hope you'll visit me blogging online at thewritersreverie.com. And don't forget to stop over at my books and writing website, Pageant Wagon Publishing, where we're passionate advocates for the light of literacy through story, through his story, and the impact that intelligent, inspirational reading can have on your family's quality of life and learning. In my upcoming podcasts, I'll explore topics like this through the power of story and family literacy discipleship, ministering biblical truths to all ages, all at the same time. Subscribe online to thewritersreverie.com or pageantwagonpublishing.com. The podcast link will be delivered straight to your email inbox. Until next time, I pray you've been enriched through my fair words and insights, telling stories that lead to all good things and beauty. The Writer's Reverie podcast theme is titled Oak Park, composed by Rick Dickert, provided by freesoundtrackmusic.com. Today's podcast, Reading Resolutions for 2018, is also featured in the January 2018 online issue of Ruby Magazine, now also available in print. I'm a contributing writer on the Ruby Magazine blogging team. Visit www.rubyforwomen.com to read this and more online and order your print copy today on the link in this post. Enrich your life through this inspirational Christian women's magazine featuring devotionals, book reviews, home and garden tips, recipes, and more. Subscribe free at rubyforwomen.com. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like more information about the best literary choices for family read-alouds, visit pageantwagonpublishing.com. Access my recommended reading list featuring over 300 titles from classic and contemporary literature that is sure to delight and enrich your family literacy lifestyle. Click on the Books tab and scroll down the menu to Miss Kathy's recommended reading lists to find suggestions for all grade levels. For booking Catherine Ross as a speaker for your next women's or homeschool workshop, seminar, or conference, email Miss Kathy at info@pageantwagonpublishing.com. The Writer's Reverie Podcast, Episode 23, Reading Resolutions for 2018, by writer and storyteller Catherine Ross, is produced and sponsored by Pageant Wagon Productions, LLC. Copyright January 2018. All rights reserved.